We're holding on Mem Zion Omud Beis by the one dot, about 12 lines from the bottom, 11 lines. We started discussing in the Mishnah the case of a Nozir and a Kohen Gadol who find a mes mitzvah, and the question is which one should become Tameh. We have a Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, and then we went through various other possibilities within Kohen and Gadolim themselves, or within the Sgan and the Meshuach Melchama, which one of them has the greater Kedusha and therefore shouldn't become Tamei Mes, and which one has lesser Kedusha and does. So now let's get down to the bottom line of how we know anyway that a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir can become Tamei for a Mes Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ad kan le pligi ala Kohen Gadol of a Nazir, ki azli bahadi adadi. So now the Machlokas in our Mishnah is only when the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir are walking together, and Rabbi Eliezer says that the Kohen should be the one to become Tamei, and the Chachamim say the Nazir, and essentially they're arguing about which one has the greater Kedusha. But if you have either one of them individually, either one is capable of becoming Tomei, each one. In other words, if a Nazir by himself found a Mes Mitzvah, he would become Tomei and bury him. If a Kohen Gadol, or a regular Kohen for that matter, was walking by himself and found a Mes Mitzvah, he would bury him. So now, Menahani Mili, where do we know that from? By the way, Tosafos points out, you know, we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, we had the line in the Mishnah, Avon Matam and Lames Mitzvah, and we said Tosafos says that doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Now we see from this Gemara that it's so, because we're saying we only infer from the wording of the Mishnah that either one can become Tomei by himself, and that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham agree with that, and then Machlokas is only what if you have the both of them. If it had said in the Mishnah explicitly that they become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah, then the Gemara wouldn't begin with this preface, and it would just start saying, Menola, and how do we know this did? Anyway, so Detana Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, regarding the Kohen Gadol, the Alkol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavri, he should not come to the souls or to the bodies of any mess. So we have to figure about Mahakas Medapa. Which kind of mess is the Pasuk talking about? Iber Choikim, if you're going to say we're talking about people who are not relatives of his, well, then we don't need the Pasuk to tell us. A regular Koyin who can become Tomei for relatives, as it says earlier in the Psukim there in Parashas Emor, but he can't become Tomei for non-relatives. How much more so a Koyin Gadol, who the Pasuk spells out over there, it goes on to say, in that same pasuk of Alkol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavai, it continues, he can't become Tomei even for his father or his mother. So we know already he can't become Tomei for his relatives. Wouldn't it be a kavachomer that he can't become Tomei for people who are not related to him? In fact, Tosfa says you don't even really need the kavachomer. Really what it is you have to think, if he's also to become Tomei for Rechokim, for non-relatives, as a regular Kohen, we certainly wouldn't, obviously, before being a Kohen Gadol, he was a regular Kohen. We're not going to say that because he becomes now a Kohen Gadol, therefore the dinim that used to apply to him as a regular Kohen go away, obviously not. So obviously we're adding to what he had before. Before he was already osur to have to become Tomei for Rechokim, then it's not even a Kavachomer. It's obvious that that continues to be the case now. So we have to figure out then, what is the Pasuk telling us with the words Alkol Nafshes Meis? Ela B'Kroivim HaKosim Adamber, rather than we have to understand that the Pasuk for Alkol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoi is talking about relatives. And the pasuk continues with the words la'oviv la'ima la'yitama. So we learn from that la'oviv who de'ena matame. The pasuk then is saying that he doesn't become tamei for his father avam hamitama who the mes mitzvah. But the implication is that he does become tamei for a mes mitzvah. So that's why it says so. The Gemara is going to be going through now over here why it is that now by the Kohen Gadol we have two relatives mentioned. We have oviv and ima. By the Nazir, we're going to go on to say we have four relatives mentioned. By the Nazir, it says he can't become Tomei for his father, his mother, his brother, or his sister. It doesn't mention the wife, but even by the Koyin, it doesn't mention explicitly. It says the word She'eroi, and we learn that She'eroi means his wife. But yeah, Anyway, so we're going to go through now why it needs to mention all of those. Once it says by the Kohen Gadol, he can't become Tomei to any relative, then why does it need to spell out the father and the mother? Once it says by the Nazir that he can't become Tomei for any relative, why does it have to spell out those four relatives? So we're going to go through that. But first, what we're saying is, when it says, I'll call Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoi, means that the Kohen Gadol cannot become Tomei even to his relatives. And then when it says L'Aviv, then we learn from that that there is an exception where he can become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah. Because the implication, in other words, is for his father, he can't become Tomei, but for a Mes Mitzvah, he could. And then when it continues in the Pasuk, when it mentions his mother, so that we actually use for Gzeira Shavah. Because again, we don't really need to say it, because once we say he can't become Tomei for his relatives, then obviously his mother is included. So we use that for Gzeira Shavah. Namely, we use it to teach us what Rebbe says. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Gabe Nazir, when it comes to a Nazir, the Pasuk says, Lo yitam alahem b'moysam, he should not become Tomei for them when they die. And again, earlier in that Pasuk is where it lists the relatives. It says for his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, he should not become Tomei for them b'moysam. So we learn from that, b'moysam, ena mitame, the Nazir cannot become Tomei for them when they die, avo mitame hu l'nigam ulazivosam. However, we learn from the word b'moysam, now we haven't yet gotten to what we need the word le'imai for, we're going to get to that in a minute, but we're quoting the whole b'raisa, that he is able to become Tomei for their nega or for their ziva. Namely, if somebody, and it doesn't even have to actually be a relative, any person who is a mitzvah or any person who is a zav, a nazir or a kohen gadol for that matter, are allowed to touch them. Either going to become Tomei, doesn't matter. The Torah only puts too much mess off limits to them. So that we learn from the word b'moysam. Well, it could be to check, but it doesn't even have to be. Let's say for whatever reason, it doesn't even have to be that there's a particular purpose. Stam, they feel like they want to shake hands with the guy or whatever. They're allowed to do that. Whatever it is, the point is that they're allowed. The point is the Torah is putting only too much mess off limits to them. Okay. Now, the Ainli Elab Nazir. Now, since that word b'moysam says only by a Nazir, so you would only know so far that applies to a Nazir, b'koin gadol minayin, how would you know that it also applies to a koin gadol? So now comes where we need the word le'imoy by the koin gadol. A mauta, you can say like this, lo yoyma imoy b'koin gadol. After all, it didn't have to say the word imoy in connection with the koin gadol. She'ein tamud loyma. Now, it didn't need to say it b'chlal, sh'arei kavachoymeru, because without the word le'imoy, we would actually have a kavachoym. Let's consider, there's a case, a kohen hedyet is allowed to become Tomei when his father from his brother, when his brother from his father's side dies. So a kohen hedyet has a father, that father remarried or has another wife or whatever, and now the kohen has a half-brother, who they share the same father, not the same mother. And the fact is the Kohen Hedyet is allowed to become Tomei for his for such a brother. And which, in other words, as the Gemara is going to go on to point out, this din that a Kohen can become Tomei for his brother does not apply to a brother from only the mother's side. So if the Kohen's mother remarried and had a son from another husband, then the first Kohen would not be able to become Tomei for him. They're not considered brothers for that purpose in halacha.
That's your father's side.
Right. Now, the halacha is not necessarily like that. Tosfos says, Svirole, the Tana of this Braisa, which is Rebbe, holds that way. It's not necessarily the case, the halacha, but in any case, so he says, even though a Kohen Hedyet is able to become Tomei for his brother from his father's side, so not even his father, but even his brother from his father's side, and yet Ein Kohen Gadol Metamei La'aviv, but the Kohen Gadol cannot become Tomei for his own father.
You mean he could do for his brother, can for
the... No. The first half of the Kavachomer is a Kohen Hedyet not only can become Tomei for his father, but even for his father's son, who is his half-brother. Yet a Kohen Gadol can't become Tomei even for the father himself, let alone for the half-brother. Well then, Mokim She'en Kohen Hedyet Matame La'ochiv Me'imoy. So then in that case, when the Kohen Hedyet cannot become Tomei for his brother from his mother's side, Ein Adin She'en Kohen Gadol Matame La'imoy. that wouldn't it be a kavachomer that the Kohen Gadol cannot become Tomei to his mother herself? In other words, we would draw the same analogy. The Kohen Hediot can become Tomei for his father and for his son and for his father's son. The Kohen Hediot, on the other hand, the Kohen Hediot cannot become Tomei for his mother's son. So therefore, by drawing that analogy, then we would say that the Kohen Gadol can become Tomei for the Kohen Gadol, not only he can't become Tomei for his brother from his mother's side, which even a Kohen Hediot can't, but not even for his mother. So we would have a Kavachomer to be able to teach us that, so we don't need the actual word Le'imoi by the Kohen Gadol. So now, Im Zachisa Mehadin, so now that you're able to, so now that you've been able to learn the mother based on a kavachoyma like that, and Tosfos spells out further that you could argue, the Gemara is going to point out later on Daf Mem Tes, that on the other hand, you could argue in a certain sense, relatives from the mother's side are stronger because relatives from the father's side ultimately is based on chazaka. How do you know that any given person is actually his father's son is based on a chazaka? On the other hand, how do you know that he's his mother's son? Well, there were people there at the time of the birth from Saul. So therefore, you still do need the kavachomer. You can't just say you still do need the kavachomer. Otherwise, in order to exclude the Kohen Gadol from becoming Tomei for his mother, you can't only say because the pasuk says no relatives. Because you could argue that maybe there's a difference between different kinds of relatives, but the Kavachomer tells us, therefore, that the mother is not allowed for the Kohen Gadol. So now the question is, once we have the Kavachomer, why does the pasuk need to spell out the word le'imoi? So now, ma tamad le'imoi b'Kohen Gadol. So the answer is mufne. In that case, then that word is extra. Lahakish for ladun hemenu gzeira shava. In that way, we can draw a connection and we can make a gzeira shava from it. Namely that it says the word imoy by both the nozir and the Kohen Gadol. Ma imoy ha'omer b'nozir b'moysim eni matame av matame hu l'nigom l'zivasam. Just like by a nozir, we established because it says the word b'moysim means he can't become tomei when they die, but he can become tomei for other kinds of tumas of theirs. He's allowed to touch them when they have other tumas. Af Kohen Gadol. The same way applies to the Kohen Gadol. So even though by the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't say the word b'moisam, but the Gzeira Shava allows us to take the word b'moisam by the Nazir and apply it to the Kohen Gadol as well. And the result is that both the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol are allowed to become Tomei to other kinds of Tumas from their relatives.
You walk into the same house as a Mitzvah.
If you walk into the same house as a Mitzvah, so you do have actually, it actually depends whether the Mitzvah is staying there or whether he's just passing through. We have various dinim about that. To a certain extent, a Mitzvah is Matamim Ba'oyel, but only you have details about it, only if he's staying there for a certain amount of time and you don't have a Mechitza between him and the other people and so forth. But as opposed to a mess, you don't really have such exceptions, But the point is, whether we're talking about being in the same house, whether we're talking about touching them, carrying them, whatever the case, all of those things are allowed to a Mitzvah, are allowed to a Nazir, and allowed to a Kohen Gadol. So in the case of the Nazir, because it says B'moisam, and in the case of the Kohen Gadol, because we don't exert a Shava on the word Imoy, Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon Kohen Gadol. Okay, so far so good. We found that the Kohen Gadol is able to become Tomei for a mess mitzvah. Again, because since the Pasuk said, let's work it out again. We said, Va'al kol nafshes meis lo yavoi. We said that doesn't mean, it means kroivim necessarily. It can't mean rechoikim, because there's no reason that we should think he should be able to become Tomei for rechoikim. Within the kroivim themselves, then we're saying he can't become Tomei for them. But when it says lo aviv, then we learn from that he could become Tomei for a mess mitzvah. So now that takes care of the Kohen Gadol. What about the Nazir? So Ashkechon Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minolon. How do we know the same is true by the Nazir? Tosfos asked the question, why not use the same Zera Shava from the word Imo? And the answer is because otherwise you would No, you could. You could. In fact, on the contrary, when we have a gzera shava between two things, you don't say you only learn half the things from it. But Tosfos explains, Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, that like this, it has to be that we have a different source that a nazir is able to become tamei for a mes mitzvah, and because of that, then we're using the word b'moisam by the nazir to tell us that he can become tamei for other kinds of tumas of theirs. Otherwise, what we would have said is we would have thought at least the mitzoda, a mitzoda, the Gemara tells us we had in nedarim, is considered like a mess. In that sense, for example, that he's metame bebiya, that to a certain extent, he's metame when he walks into a room or something. So therefore, you would have thought without having a different, we have a different source, as we're going to go on to work it out now in the Gemara, that a nazir is able to become tame for a mes mitzvah. Were it not for that, we would have said that the gzera shava of imoy would teach us that yes, he can become tameh for a mes mitzvah, but we would say that at least neither one of them, neither the kohen nor the nazir, can become tameh for a mitzvah, because they're similar to a mes. So therefore, we need both. Therefore, we can't just learn it from the gzera shava. We need a different source to tell us to begin with that a nazir can become tameh for a mes mitzvah. Once we have that, then we have the gzera shava available to teach us a different din, namely that they can become tameh for a mitzvah or a zav. Yeah. So, what's that source by the nazir? So, Tanya, kol yemei hazirei l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavoi. The pasuk says, whenever throughout all the days that he has his nazirus to Hashem, he's not allowed to come to a nefesh meis. Hagoyes Hagro actually takes out the word meis, because the Gemara is going to go on to say what we need the word meis for. But if we only had the truth is the different ways of understanding it. Shemei ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. With the words nefesh meis, or even just the word nefesh by itself, you could have thought that it means even a dead animal. So Tosfos says, in other words, actually, that if it didn't say mes, if it only said nefesh, the word nefesh conceivably could mean a dead animal. Shenema u'makin nefesh behema. As for example, you have the pasuk that mentioned, you have two psukim that say, one of them says that if a person makay nefesh behema, if a person kills an animal, then yishamena, then he has to pay for it. You actually have two psukim over there near the end of Parshas Emor. At the end of Parshas Emor, one says makay nefesh behema yishamena nefesh tachas nefesh, and the other one says makay nefesh makay or makay behema yisham. Actually, okay, so we're talking about the first one. It says makay nefesh behema. Makin nefesh behema shamana nefesh tachas nefesh, where again, just like ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean you put out his eye, the same way nefesh tachas nefesh doesn't mean you kill the person, the Torah is not Pita. Rather it means that he has to pay the value of the animal. So the same way, but we see, in other words, that an animal is called nefesh. So you would think the same way over here, it means he can't come to a place where there's a dead animal. No, Tamad Loma, al nefesh mace lo yavo. Therefore, it spells out the word mace, meaning the nefesh adam, akos medamber. The posik is talking specifically about a dead person. An animal can be called nefesh, but an animal cannot be called nefesh mace. Tosfos points out, individually, an animal can be called nefesh, as we just said. An animal can be called mace, as we find the posik, for example, v'ham mace yalo. But to call it together, nefesh mace, that not. So we see benefesh adam akosim medaber. Therefore, necessarily the pasuk is talking about a human being. Rabbi Shmuel oimer einit tzarich. Rabbi Shmuel says I don't need to learn it that way. I don't need the word nefesh mace to exclude an animal. Harehu oimer lo yavo. After all, the pasuk says he should not come, implying that we're talking about a kind of tumah where he can become tameh just by coming in. Therefore, of necessity, the pasuk is talking only about the kind of lives that are metameh when a person comes in, namely tumas oil. A nevela, a dead animal, is not metameh with tumas oil, only when you touch it or only when you carry it.
Thank you.
So that's it. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's a different way of learning, therefore, that a nazir is allowed to come in with a dead animal. Now the Braisa continues.
According to Shmuel, it's extra pasuk, right?
So according to we'll deal with that later. Yeah. It could also be. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel can also answer, as the Gemara does sometimes, Dibra Torah, Koloshim Me'adam. It's enough to say the style to say al nefesh mace. But anyway. So now the Braisa continues when it says by the nozel Oviv L'Imoy. So now it mentions by him four relatives. So first, let's talk about the first two, L'Oviv L'Imoy. So again, Eina Matame, he cannot become Tomei to them, Av Matame Ula Mes Mitzvah, but he can become Tomei for Mes Mitzvah. Really, the Rosh points out, we don't really need to mention Le'imoy over here. Le'imoy, we're gonna use later for Gzeira Shava that we're gonna do. We had a Gzeira Shava before that we discussed in connection with the Kohen Gadol. We're gonna mention that Gzeira Shava again, or a different Gzeira Shava later on. But so right now, really, when the Gemara says La'oviv Le'imoy, really we're focusing on La'oviv, that is father. He can't become Tomei, but implying that he could become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah. Now, the question is why you need to say that in the pasuk. Ad shelo yomar. Now, why do you, now instead of the pasuk telling us with the word la'aviv, yesh li badin, I should be able to make a kabbal chomer to say that a nozer should be able to go to become tomei for a mes mitzvah. Uma kohen gadol shekdushas ekdushas olam, madoch a kohen gadol whose kedusha is forever, mitame la mes mitzvah, yet he can become tomei for a mes mitzvah, as we learned before from the word la'aviv by him. So nozer she'en kedushas ekdushas olam, a nozer whose kedusha is not forever, because as we learned yesterday, even a regular nozer is only for a certain period of time. Even a nozer olam is fundamentally, he's another type of nozer, and nozer is only a temporary kedusha. It started at some point during his life. It's going to be transmitted to his children. Anyway, so a nozer doesn't have any of that. Ein din shemitamei l'mes mitzvah, shouldn't it be a kavachomer that he becomes tomei for a mes mitzvah? So why do we need the word la'aviv by him? And the answer is loy, because you could answer the opposite. After all, you can say a kohen gadol becomes tomei because he doesn't bring a korban for his tumah. This is similar to the arguments of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim that we had in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer had said that's the exact reason why if the kohen gadol and nozer together find a mes mitzvah, then Rabbi Eliezer had said it should better be the koyin who becomes tomei because the nozer will have to bring a korban, and the chum disagreed because dushas olam. So here you have the same thing. You could argue a kohen gadol does not bring a korban when he becomes tomei. Toma ben nozer should maybe korban al tumasei. How do you then compare to a nozer who does bring a korban for his tumah? And you could argue hoyul or maybe korban al tumasei lo yitam al mes mitzvah. Since he brings a korban for his tumah, therefore maybe that means he has a higher level of kedusha, and therefore he should not become tomei for a mes mitzvah. That is why tamad loyma lo aviv ulima lo yitama av matam al mes mitzvah. That is why separately by the nozer you need the word lo aviv ulima lo yitama to tell us that he also becomes tomei for a mes mitzvah. Okay, but the Gemara says, but the Braisa continues, maybe not. Maybe you could argue that maybe what the pasuk is implying is he can't become tomei for his father or his mother. But maybe he can become tomei for other mesim. Now, what do we mean by other mesim? Tosfos says we mean others of his relatives. And the idea would be, in other words, we're not saying, obviously, we're not thinking they should be able to become tomei for anybody. But the idea would be maybe when, as a nozer, it's degrading for him to be so sad about them. Now, a person is more likely to be sad about his parents passing away more than other relatives. So you could argue, therefore, that non-relatives. And the idea is any relative, maybe fakir, maybe the Torah doesn't want him to be mourning and to become tomei for his relatives because he feels bad about all of them. But rechokim, maybe he doesn't feel so bad about. So maybe it's not so degrading for him. Maybe taka, the Torah is allowing it. That's one way of understanding it. The Rabbeinu Azriel actually learns that maybe it means dafka, his father and mother, he shouldn't become tomei for because he has greater grief over them. But other relatives, maybe he should be allowed to. Anyway, the point is that how do we know the Torah is making all of them except the mes mitzvah off limits to him? Maybe, in fact, rechokim, complete non-relatives of mutter, or according to Rabbeinu Azriel, maybe some of the other seven relatives of mutter to him. So the answer is, the Gemara says, amarta kavachomer. Again, you can figure that not based on a kavachomer. Uma koin hedyet, shemitamele krovim, enimitamele shamesim, madach a koin hedyet, who, forget about even a kohen gadol, a regular kohen who does have the heter of becoming tomei for his relatives, einam tama l'shar meisim, but he cannot become tomei for other meisim, nozer she'einam tama l'krovim. So then a nozer who we know already there are certain relatives he can't become tomei for, because after all the pasuk does mention certain relatives, ein adin shalei tama l'shar meisim, how much more so that he shouldn't become tomei for other meisim. So obviously he's not going to be less than a kohen head. Now it is true, of course, that we still say the Kohen has Kedushas Olam and the Nozer doesn't. But in other words, the point is we're not going to say that the point of Kedushas Olam and not Kedushas Olam tells us therefore that the Nozer is not going to be less than the Kohen. So if the Kohen is going to be also in Rechoikim, certainly the Nozer is going to be as well. So there's no way that we could learn the Aviv Le'ima Le'itana means that we're making an exception for his parents or for his seven relatives and to say that everybody else should be mutter, obviously not. Ha matamad laima la'aviv la'ima. So what do we mean? Therefore, what is the pasuk telling us with the words la'aviv la'ima means la'aviv la'ima who d'lo matama av matama ula mes mitzvah. So that's where we're learning that the nozer can become tummy for the mes mitzvah. But the braisa still continues. Ad shaloy yomar, but still you could learn in a different way. Even if it didn't say in the pasuk the word la'aviv, you could still on the face of it learn it yet another way. Namely, yeshli badin, you could learn by a binyan av. Nemru klolos b'kohen gadol over nemru klolos b'nozer. You have a general statement by the kohen gadol that says v'al kol nafshes meis lo yavoy. You have a general statement by a nozer that says al nefesh meis lo yavoy. And we would say ma klolos hamuris b'kohen gadol lo aviv enim matama avam matama lo mes mitzvah. And yet we're saying that by the kohen gadol that generality has an exception for a mes mitzvah. Af klolos hamuris b'nozer lo aviv enim matama avam matama lo mes mitzvah. So why can't we learn it from a binyan av? Why do we need the words la'aviv la'imay by the nazir to tell us that, or even just la'aviv, fine. Why can't we learn it from this binyan av? Tosfos adds, in other words, that the question is not really that we could have learned the nazir from the kohen gadol using a binyan av. After all, we said before, a kohen gadol doesn't bring a korban for tumah, a nazir does. So in that sense, the nazir has a higher level of kedusha. What we're really saying is, in other words, that by the nazir, why does it say the words la'aviv la'imay? It could say that all it says to say is al nefesh meis lo yavoy, and we understand that it means just like by the kohen gadol that includes his relatives, the same way by the nazir it includes his relatives. So why don't we do that? Why does it say la'aviv la'imay? But the braisa continues because on the other hand you could have argued differently. You could have said oi kloch l'derech zu, because on the other hand you could go in a different direction. Nemru klolus b'koyin hedyet v'nemru klolus b'nozir, because on the other hand you could say that you have general statements when it comes to a koyin hedyet, and you have general statements that it says by a nozir. By a koyin hedyet also it says a general statement l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So you could argue ma klolus amuris b'koyin hedyet mitamil aviv. So you could argue by a koyin hedyet that rule that he can't become tomei for his relatives has an exception, namely that he can become tomei for his father and for his various other relatives. So you would think then by the nozir the same thing. Maybe there's an exception to the rule, and he is able to become tomei for his father. So in other words, we're thinking to learn from a mamatzinu, from a binyan av. Just like by the Kohen Gadol, the general statement excludes his relatives. So the same way by the Nazir, the general statement should exclude his relative. But what we're saying is, the fact is there's another general statement that's relevant, namely by Kohen Hedi. And if you did that way, you would end up thinking, if it didn't say by the Nazir, the words la'aviv la'imay la'yitama, then you would think that a Nazir is like a Kohen Hedi. So therefore, that is why the pasuk needs to spell out for us that he can't become tummy for his relatives. So therefore, Talmud Loimar. So now, therefore, that is why the pasuk says la'aviv ul'ima lo yitama. And now that it says that, we understand hold a mes mitzvah matama. So now we infer from that. That it means that his that he's able to become tummy for a mes mitzvah.
So we're not under the understanding that we're always going to compare nazir to a kohen gadol.
Well, we would have thought that maybe we could conceivably compare him to a kohen head. Yeah. But the Gemara says so now what did we finish off saying? We just said that the Nazir is not able to become Tomei for his relatives, because we're saying his relatives, it says, but we're saying he can become Tomei for Mes Mitzvah. So the question now is, what do you mean? The Gemara says, what do you mean? We just use the word la'aviv to say that even though we could have compared the nazir to a kohen head, yet nevertheless we don't. We compare him to the kohen gadol, and therefore he can't become tummy for his relatives, for his father. How are we now using it also to learn that he could become tummy for a mes mitzvah? So Ella, no. Rather, the limud is as follows. La'aviv lo mashein matame la'aviv. You're right. The word la'aviv we need legufoi. We need to tell us that he can't become tummy for his relatives. Rather, so it's like this. La'aviv is going to be legufo, to tell us that he can't become tummy for his father. The word la'achiv, which is later on in the pasuk, you have again, it mentions four relatives. La'aviv, la'imai, la'achiv, la'achoisei. So the word la'achiv is going to be the one who is going to be the one that teaches us that he could become tummy for a mes mitzvah. Because it didn't have to say the word la'achiv. Once it says he can't become tummy for his relatives, and it says even la'aviv, then we would understand achiv is the same way. So therefore, we have that available to teach us a mes mitzvah. The word le'imai is for the gzeirah shava that we said before of Rebbe, that it teaches us that both the nazir and the kohen gadol are able to become tamei for a zog or a mitzvah.
So the father's half brother.
No. Here we're talking. No, la'achiv means a full brother, but it doesn't matter really. It doesn't matter whether it's a full brother or whether it's a half brother from the father's side. Either way, a regular kohen is able to become tamei for him. A kohen gadol or a nazir are not. But again, since it already said in the pasuk that the nazir cannot become tummy for any of his relatives, so automatically then the brother is included in the relatives. From that, really, it's not from aviv after all. You're right. Aviv itself, we need to teach us that he can't become tummy for his relatives. In other words, don't compare him to a regular kohen. Compare him to a kohen gadol rather. But the bottom line is, in other words, that from aviv we're learning that. From Achiv, which we also have extra in the pasuk, from that we're learning that he could become tummy for a mes mitzvah. Now, what about ul achoisei? Now, by the way, Tosfos points out it can't be the other way around. We can't use la'achiv for gzeira shava because then say la'achiv by a phone bottle. Which actually Tosfos also adds that is why the Gemara mentions the things out of order. Given that la'aviv, la'imoi, la'achiv, they're in that order in the pasuk, why is the Gemara first mentioning la'aviv, then la'achiv, and then going back to la'imoi to explain that la'imoi is needed for the gzeira shava? So Tosfos says, because we talked about before the idea that we have to have a different source that a nazir is allowed to become tomei for a mes mitzvah, and only then are we using the gzeira shava of the imoi to tell us that they can become tomei for a zav or a mitzvah. That is why the Gemara puts the limud from the achiv first, even though it's later in the pasuk, because only once we have that limud that we're saying he can't become tomei for his brother, but he could become tomei for a mes mitzvah, only then does it make sense that now we can say that we can use the gzeira shava of the imoi to tell us what we said before, that it teaches us about a zov and a mitzvah. If it hadn't been for that, then we wouldn't be able to do that. Because then we would have said that he can't touch a mitzvah, at least because a mitzvah is like a mess. Okay.
We learn from where, from which word?
So that's what we're saying. We're learning from La'ochiv that he can become Tomei for a mes mitzvah. Once we have that, now we're able to use the Gzeira Shavah of La'imo to teach us that he can touch a Zav or a Mitzvah. If it hadn't been for that, Tosfos explained earlier, then we would have said that he shouldn't be able to touch a mitzoda because mitzoda is considered like a mess, and therefore, yeah. So that's the vote, in other words, yeah. Everybody. So, but that also explains why the Gemara is bringing them in that order. Why the Gemara is bringing le'imoy after la'achiv, even though it's in the pasuk before la'achiv, because only once we have the limud from achiv, only then it does. Only then can we talk about the limud from imoy. Next. What about the fourth relative that it mentions in the pasuk, ulachosai, and his sister? So what are we using that for? L'chitanya, we use that for what it teaches us in a braisa. The Tanya, la'achosai ma'tamad leimar. What are we learning from the word la'achosai? Harei shaholach lishchot es pischoi v'lomol es benoi. Suppose a person is on the way to shecht his korban Pesach, or to make a bris milah for his son, the shama shemes leimes, and he hears that a relative of his passed away. Yochu Yitama, you would think that he should become Tomei, that he should go be involved in the Kvura, even though it means that then he's not going to be able to bring his Korban Pesach, or he's not going to have time to do the Bris Milah for his son. Amauta Shalo Yitama. Amauta Lo Yitama, you say that no, the din is he does not become Tomei. And the reason is because even though usually we would say that the mitzvah of burying his relatives takes precedence over most mitzvahs, but Pesach and Mila both involve Koris. A person doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, they can be Chayiv Koris. Now, they have Pesach Sheni, but they're still, they're, in other words, with Mila also, Mila, a person, when is a person Chayiv Koris for Mila if he himself fails to get a Bris Mila? Not if a father doesn't do it for his son. But nevertheless, the point is, these are mitzvahs that involve Koris. There is the potential of Koris with both of them, and therefore those are stronger mitzvahs. And therefore we're saying that those are not overridden. Those are not overridden by the necessity to bury his relative. He has to go do those mitzvahs anyway. An interesting thing of how we learn that from La'achosa. How does that? What does that tell us about? So it's actually the Gemara's. You know what? Let's learn the end of the drasha first. So and then we'll talk about. Continues the Braisa, Yochol lo yitama le mes mitzvah. But you would think in that case that he should not become Tomei for a mes mitzvah under those circumstances if he's on his way to make the Korban Pesach or Mila. So Talmud Loimer, la'achosai, that is why the Pasuk says the word la'achosai, which again is unnecessary because we already know a Nazir can't become Tomei for his relatives. So therefore, when it says la'achosai, it means la'achosai, who de'en matame, holo mes mitzvah matame. So he can't become Tomei for his sister, but he could become Tomei for a mes mitzvah. A couple of interesting things that Acharonim talk about, how exactly from the word la'achosai, why davka are we learning these things from the word la'achosai, his sister? There's a couple of interesting ideas. One of them, the Torah Tzmima brings both of them, the first one in the name of his father-in-law, and the second one is his own figure. The first one is that the word la'achosai here in the pasuk has a bit of, the nekudas on it are a bit unusual. Usually the word achoisai in Torah usually has a chataf patach under the aleph. So for example, you have by the koyin becoming Tomei for his relatives, the expression is v'la'achoisai absolach roi v'elav, the nekuda, so there's a patach under the lamed, a chataf patach under the aleph, and then cholam is by the ches and the sof. Here instead, you have ul achoisai, you have a shva under the lamed, and you have a regular patach under the aleph. So that allows us to darshin that we don't just mean achoisai, his sister, but also achoisai meloshin, connecting, like ichui, like you have when you connect together two parts of a torn garment. So therefore, what you have is now that's the opposite of koris. Koris, a person in the shama, is getting cut off from elikos. Achoisai then is a remez for mitzvahs that, on the contrary, reconnect you with elikos, namely Pesach and Mila, where a person does them, then he avoids koris. Therefore, the Gemara can darshan that the word achoisai refers to a case involving those two mitzvahs. That's one vote on it. The other vote, Torah Tmimah says, as his own chiddush, is in Shir Hashirim, many times Hashem refers to the Jewish people as Achos, Pischli Achosi, Rayosi, and another such psukim. And particularly, what are the two mitzvahs that Hashem gave the Jewish people before they left Mitzrayim, so they have the schus to leave Mitzrayim? Pesach and Milah. So therefore, with Pesach and Milah, we became, so to speak, Hashem's sister, and therefore the pasuk can be meramez them here with the word Achosi and a sister. Yeah. Anyway. So.
We have to learn that Achosa means what
before
she gets married.
Well, that's true. Achosa absolah, right. That the pasuk spells that out. That once his sister is in, once his sister is married, Asher loy hoisal ish, right? By the way, you have the Zohar talks about that. The Zohar talks about that Hashem is, so to speak, a koyin. You have a Gemara in Sanhedrin where a min says to the Rabbahu, "Well, the kechem koyin who," and even though it's a min speaking, it's still part of Torah. We're saying that we're compared to Hashem's sister. What we're saying is there comes a point when Hashem takes us out of Golos. Hashem, so to speak, lowers himself into the Tomedika world to do that, even though he's becoming Tomei. But for a sister, Asher Lo Hoisa La'ish, where we were never taken and married by any other man because we stayed loyal to Hashem all the time, Lo Yitama, then Hashem Kavyocha will make himself Tomei in order to schlep us out of Golos. Yeah.
Who says this?
The Zohar says this. Yeah. So far, this is all one way of learning that the Nazir is able to become Tomei for a mes mitzvah. He can't become Tomei for his relatives, but he can become Tomei for a mes mitzvah. So again, according to what we just said, then we're learning from La'aviv, we're learning that the Nazir cannot become Tomei for his relatives. La'imoi, we're using for Xeira Shava, that teaches us that he can become Tomei for a Mzav or a Mitzvah. La'achiv teaches us that he could become Tomei for a mes mitzvah. And La'achosei teaches us not a case of a nazir, but rather a case of a person who's on his way to do his Pesach or his Milah, where he's Matama for a mes mitzvah.
So that last one is splitting up.
So then we're taking La'achosei and we're using it for a different thing rather than the nazir, right? It's one of those examples of in Lazet, we don't need it for the nazir because we already did everything we needed to for the nazir, so therefore we use it for something simple.
Someone is going to become
Tomei for a mes mitzvah, namely the one who's on his way to make the Pesach or a Milah.
But if it's own sister, let's say, or a long relative, it says that you shouldn't be.
Normally, he shouldn't. That's what we're saying.
But someone else is going to have to bury her.
Right. Somebody else will, yeah.
If someone else is going to come Tomei, the same thing.
Exactly. That other person maybe is not bringing the Korban Pesach now, or that other person is not on his way to do a Bris Milah, whatever. You can come Pesach, okay. No, because you could have a person who's Tomei for some other reason, or you could have whatever. Person is Derech Rechoika, yeah. Okay, anyway. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, here's a different way of learning the same dinim that we said. Let's start with Nefoshes Elo HaRechoikin. When the Pasuk says that a Nazir is not able to become Tomei for Nefoshes, or there's different Gersois over here, Al Nefesh, because that's the Pasuk by the Nazir, Nafshos would be the Pasuk by the Kohen Gadol, whatever the case, when it says Nefesh, Elo HaRechoikin, that means the ones who are distant, the ones who are non-relatives, Mace Elo Akroivim, when it says Nefesh Mace, so therefore, so now before on Amud Aleph, we said that Nefesh Mace together tells us not an animal, because otherwise we would have said Nefesh by itself means an animal and Mace by itself means an animal, but Nefesh Mace together we said doesn't. Rabbi Akiva is learning differently. Rabbi Akiva is saying that the word Nefesh means Rechoikim, Mace means Kroivim. He doesn't even need to say that it's excluding animals. And Tosfos gives a few reasons for that. First of all, we said Rabbi Shmuel himself already had said in the Braisa one reason, because the word Lo Yavoi means that only the kind of dead creature that makes a person Tomei when he walks in there, that would only be a mess, not an animal. That'd only be a person, not an animal. That's one way. Also because an animal may be called Nefesh Behema, but not just plain Nefesh. And number three, Tosfos says, because whenever you have an animal mentioned in connection with Tumah, it never uses the word Nefesh, it always uses the word Nevela. And here it doesn't. So therefore, so we have at least three reasons why Rabbi Akiva says there's no reason to even think that the Pasuk is talking about an animal, such that you should need a something in the Pasuk to tell you otherwise. It's very clear the Pasuk is talking about human bodies. So therefore, we can say the word nefesh means non-relatives, mace means even relatives. Then when it continues, la'aviv la'imoy, means it can't become tamei for his relatives, for his father and mother, eina matame, av matame ulames mitzvah. La'achiv, what about the limud from the word la'achiv? Rabbi Akiva learns differently than we said before. Before we said that la'aviv la'imoy we're using for different other purposes. We said la'aviv tells us that he can't become tummy for his relatives. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need that. I already have nefesh meis to tell us that. We said la'imoy is needed for gzeira shava. So we'll deal soon with how Rabbi Akiva learns that gzeira shava. So he says from la'aviv la'imoy you learn that he can become tummy for a mes mitzvah. La'achiv, what do we learn from the word la'achiv means? Even if he's both a kohen gadol and a nazir, even though he has a double level of kedusha, nevertheless, even he is able to. So he can't become tamei for his brother, but even he could become tamei for a mes mitzvah. So now, in effect, what we're saying so far is Rabbi Akiva is saying that you need both the word la'aviv and the word la'achiv to teach us a mes mitzvah. So the Gemara is going to explain soon why Rabbi Akiva needs both of them. But in any case, he's saying that even if he has both those levels of kedusha, by the way, Mefoshim deal with the question, how could a kohen gadol be a nazir anyway? A kohen gadol is supposed to shave his hair a king shaves every day. A kohen gadol usually shaves once a week. But even you could argue maybe that's only Dirabbanan, but Daraisa, he can't do the avodah if he has 30 days growth of hair. And a nazir has to grow his hair for 30 days. So there's a few possibilities. One of them being that you're right, when his hair has grown long enough, he'll have to step down from the office of Kohen Gadol for a while and somebody else will take over, like we talked about yesterday, and then he'll later on resume office once
It's only in Kippur.
You said you do need a kohen gadol the rest of the year as well. It's not as essential, but you still do need a kohen gadol. For one thing, you have, I didn't mention this yesterday because I'd forgotten about it. But for example, you have a minchas chavitin. You have every day there's a special korban brought on behalf of the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol himself doesn't necessarily have to be the one who actually offers it, but there is something brought out of the kohen gadol's own funds, out of his own money, which is the chavite kohen gadol, half in the morning, half in the evening. There's no kohen gadol, then you're going to have to bring that mishal tzibur, and it's going to have to be whole instead of in halves. So you don't want to do that. You want to have a kohen gadol available at all times.
As long as it comes from his body, it doesn't really matter.
Fine, it doesn't matter that he himself is present, but the point is, you still want to have that there should be a kohen gadol in office. Anyway, so you could have one case like that. Another point that the Mefoshim say is just you could have, he became a nazir, and then during his nazirus, he was appointed kohen gadol. Whatever the case. So you could have a case where a person is a nazir and a kohen gadol, and Rabbi Akiva is saying, from the word la'achiv, we say that even he becomes tamei for a mes mitzvah. And la'achosay, what is Rabbi Akiva learning from la'achosay? Kedatanya, that we have, like we have the braisa before, that if he was on his way to bring a korban pesach or to mal his son, then normally he does not mitame for a mess, except for a mess mitzvah.
The word la'achiv is extra because if it says mother and father.
Because if it says already he can't become tamei for his relatives, and Rabbi Akiva is learning from nefesh meis, that it means his relative, then automatically that includes his brother. By the way, for example, we talked about previously the idea that we know a kohen becomes tamei for his wife when she passes away, even though she's not explicitly mentioned in the pasuk, it says she'eroi, and we learn from that. But actually, we said the Rambam holds that basically, we're based on Gemaras and Yevamos and other places, that essentially what it is we treat her like a mes mitzvah. Tosfos mentioned it the other day in connection, particularly with his wife as a katana. You actually have a story. There's actually a story in a Gemara someplace where there was a Yosef HaKoyin, the same one that I mentioned the other day, that his leg was being amputated, etc. So his wife, it says, passed away on Erev Pesach. He didn't want to become Tomei for her. He wanted to be available to bring the Kohen Pesach. But the other Kohenim forced him to attend the Levaya and become Tomei. So that's what we're saying over here. Even though he was an Osa Pesach, but she's considered a Mes Mitzvah, and therefore that overrides the need to bring the Kohen Pesach.
Because
we're saying her own relative may not want to be involved. Exactly.
Yeah,
what we're saying is that Rambam holds the Chachamim always consider by default a wife is always considered a mes mitzvah, and therefore they say go ahead and do that. That's what we said the other day. Tosfos set a svara on that, even though normally the Chachamim are only empowered to override Dinim v'Toda only with Shev Valtasa, only passively. You know, here they're telling them to do something active. Tosfos said the expression, when they have a strong svara for it, then they can even tell you to be over on something actively. And here there's a strong svara that we're not going to start distinguishing between different kinds of wives and between what's the situation with the relatives and all. We're always going to consider her a mes mitzvah. And her husband is always going to be required to become Tomei for her. So the Gemara asks, although Rabbi Akiva gzeira shava de Rebbe minole, if Rabbi Akiva is using the word le'imoi to teach us that a nazir is not allowed to become Tomei, is allowed to become Tomei for a mes mitzvah, then how is he learning gzeira shava that Rebbe said, that we said that a kohen gadol and a nazir can become Tomei to a zav or a metzora? We learned that from the Zeta Shava on the word le'imoi. If Rabbi Akiva is using the word le'imoi for a different purpose, then how can he use it for the Zeta Shava? And now the Gemara is going to go on to say that you can't just say that according to him, you learn from only le'aviv or only le'imoi, because the fact is the Gemara is going to end up saying that Rabbi Akiva says you need both of those words. So therefore, if both of them are needed for that drasha, then they're not available for the Zeta Shava. The answer is amalach. The answer is Rabbi Akiva can answer you. Kiven de Omer Mar, since we just said in the Braisa, im hoya kohen gadol v'nazir, that if the person is a kohen gadol and a nazir, and yet will ochiv ene matama av matama with a mes mitzvah, and yet we say he can become tomei for a mes mitzvah, but not for his brother, so we don't need that for a kohen gadol. Mali kohen gadol l'chode, mali nazir, a kohen gadol. So what's the difference, whether he's just a kohen gadol or a nazir and a kohen gadol? So therefore, so you don't really need a posik ultimately so you don't really need a posik by a kohen gadol to tell us that he should you have the words la'aviv la'imai by the kohen gadol are extra. So now you have now you're still able to do the gzeira shava. Now it's only mufne mitzad echad in that case. We only have it available at one end by the kohen gadol. We don't have it available at the other end by the nazir. But Rabbi Akiva can hold that the Gemara mentions in a number of places the idea that different tanoim argue whether you can learn a gzeira shava that's mufne mishnei tzadim or not. Rabbi Akiva can be one of the ones who holds that you could learn such a gzeira shava and you can't even shlug it up. So therefore, according to him, that would be a valid gzeira shava. So ultimately he can learn the Gzeira Shava of Le'imoi, but in a different way, because he says, because once we have the fact that that person who is a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol can become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah, then we don't need to be told that by somebody who's only a Kohen Gadol, therefore we have the words by the Kohen Gadol of it. So the Gemara says, "Well, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol who Nazir Minolei." Well, the opposite question now is on Rabbi Shmuel. How would he know this din that if the guy is a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, that he becomes Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah? The answer is he would say, "Kivin de Shor Rachmona Chad Lab Gav a Mes Mitzvah." He would say, once the Torah is telling us that you're mutter to be over on one lav by a Mes Mitzvah, Mali Chad Lab, Mali Train Lavin. So what's the difference? One lav or two lavim? Either way, fine. He, in this case, as a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, there are two lavim involved. But once the Torah is telling us an exception that you can do it, then the same thing would be, even if you have two lavim as well. What about Achosoy Lomali? According to Rabbi Shmuel, what are you doing with the word, with the word Achosoy? Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold this concept one lav versus two lavim. Rabbi Akiva holds if you have two lavim involved, you need a special limud for it. That's what he's learning from the word la'achid. But Rabbi Shmuel, so therefore you can also say that when it comes to achoisa, even though you have an essa of Pesach or an essa of Milah, you don't override them because there's an Issur Koris involved, but you do override them for a mes mitzvah. But Rabbi Shmuel, who says there's no difference between one lav or two lavim, the Gemara assumes that there's also no difference for him whether the essay involves koris or not. So then why would you need a separate limud for the case of the Pesach or the Milah to tell us that he buries a mes mitzvah even when he's involved in those mitzvahs? So, The answer is sak dat chamina, because you would think otherwise. Ki shor nachman lemes mitzvah nazir koyin the isu lavihu, because you could argue exactly that. It's one thing a nazir and koyin. All you have is lavim involved that they're not allowed to become tamimes. Avo milo pesach de koris lo yitam lemes mitzvah. But you would think that when it comes to Mila and Pesach, where there is Kores involved, maybe he should not become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah. Maybe, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel would say, fine, all Lavim are on the same level. But when it comes to Esses, then there's going to be a difference between ones that involve Kores and ones that do not involve Kores. And the ones that involve Kores are strong enough to even override a Mes Mitzvah. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Shmuel says, that is why we need the word La'achosai to tell us that still, even such Esses are overridden by the necessity to bury a Mes Mitzvah. So now we've dealt with how each of them learns all the four relatives that it mentions by the Nazir, and then we'll continue. We'll finish up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with, according to Rabbi Akiva, why we need two different limudim for Mes Mitzvah that we're learning from La'aviv La'imai and from La'achiv. So we'll deal with that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.